Wolf, live from the Ogden Community Studios here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Hoping to catch up with Marvin Lewis, the former head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, scheduled to join us right now. And if it doesn't work out, we'll try to reschedule for tomorrow. But I'm pretty excited to talk to him. He has pretty deep connections that you might not, a lot of you realize, to ASU. Ray Anderson was his one-time agent.
Yeah.
There's a connection. And I was actually the sideline reporter there for, I don't remember how long it was, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, or for 6 or 7 years until I got a little too heavily into soccer coaching. But the first group of people that hired me wasn't ASU. It was the marketing group that owned the rights. It was CBS. Mm. Marvin Lewis's daughter worked for the company. And I didn't even, you know anything about that. So there was a funny story. One time I was talking to her just in the office, and in talking to her in the office, she got, you know, the big name tag that says Whitney on it. And I was talking stuff about being from Cincinnati, and she goes, "Oh, really?" And then we started talking about the Bengals. And of all things, I said something like, you know, Chad Johnson drives me crazy. Yeah. And right in the office, Whitney says, "Well, my dad loves, you know, Chad Johnson." And I said, "Really? Why? Who's your dad?" "Marvin Lewis."
Oh,
wow.
That got your attention, didn't
it? So that's how I got to know Whitney when we both worked with ASU. And Marvin has just called in to the Coulter Automotive Group sports line. Coach, good morning. I say welcome home since you've had a home here long enough. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Really appreciate you joining us, Coach. Why did you actually take the job? Why are you coaching at the college ranks?
Well, I don't know that it's actually coaching. I'm mentoring, but I'm excited. I've been talking with Herm about this for a long time. Obviously, last year when Herman got the job here and kept track of everything going on here, and you know, after the season I looked at a lot of different things, talked to a lot of people, and this seems to be the most appealing to me, to be able to help others and you know, play a part. It's great to be back around these young guys, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Marvin, it's interesting you said that. You said, "Well, you know, I don't know if I'm coaching, I'll be mentoring." Aren't they the same thing?
Well, just because of the role I'm in, there are some restrictions of things. So I've got to make sure, you know, that, that I stay on the right side of that. But college has a lot of rules.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, somebody's bringing me up to speed on that, right, Marvin?
Very quickly.
Yes.
I spent an hour in a meeting yesterday. It's exciting. There's an energy in this building and an energy with these players, and you know, they're here now for their summer workouts, and it's just great to observe and watch and, you know, and have them come up and all introduce themselves to me.
Marvin, I think it's so important that every head coach has a guy that can walk up, look him square in the eye and say, "What are you doing?" even Herm Edwards, are you that guy, Marvin?
Well, that's what Herm wants me to do, and I was blessed to – that you're right. I think every coach, you know, needs that. I called him he's got to be the slap coach. He's got to slap you back into reality. And, you know, you need that. And I had that on my staff, and you need that all the time. Somebody that can just get us back to square one and refocus, you know, really what are our goals and where are we headed? And that's my, you know, I've spent enough time here just in the last this week with Herm, understanding what he wants his football team to look like.
Marvin Lewis, longtime coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, career record holder in most wins as a Bengals head coach, joining Doug and Wolf. And he is now the advisor to Arizona State football. Kind of a weird title saying an advisor, but I'm assuming at this point in your life and everything you've accomplished, a Super Bowl winner with Baltimore, is this exactly what you want as far as football is concerned?
It really is. It's a great opportunity for me to stay in football, to stay in the game, and really make a positive imprint on people.
You know what, Coach? So much love and respect for the career that you've had and the way that you have poured into some young guys here. I would imagine that's big on your list as to why you actually took this job, because you get to mentor some young guys. But I want to ask you about your responsibilities with the coaches as well. Will you be able to grease it up with the coaches? Will you be able to walk into a room and get on the grease board and grease it up with these guys?
Yeah, as long as I'm not doing it on the field and with the earshot of the players. But I'm allowed to. Yes, I'm allowed to give input to the coaches, and Herm will, you know, has asked that. And you know, I'm fortunate to come here with one of the guys that I got a chance to coach in 02 in Washington, and Antonio Pierce, and help him in his career. Danny Gonzalez, excited to work with him and help him and the things they're doing defensively. And as I continue to get to know the offensive coaches, and Sean Slocum, I coached with back in my days at University of Pittsburgh. So I'm really excited to be here and part of the staff, and really to lend a hand wherever I can and help mentoring and being a keen eye both in all three phases of the football.
Marvin Lewis, former head coach of the Bengals, advisor with the Arizona State football program, joining Doug and Wolf. You know, along those lines, Marvin, tell me about, I know you're a humble guy, but I want you to flip the tables a little bit. How valuable will you be? And I'm asking this because you've been a head coach. What would have been like to have a Herm Edwards, a defensive mind with that kind of experience in your ear, or somebody you can bounce off ideas to that everybody wants to have but you don't always have? Well, how valuable are you going to be to Herm Edwards, because you're going to know better than anybody what a head coach needs to hear?
Well, I hope I'm very valuable, but you're right. I always had loved having people like that on my staff, and no question, everybody is well aware of the Mike Zimmers, the Hugh Jacksons, the Jay Grudens, and the guys like that, Vance Joseph, the guys that I had on my staff that I respected their opinion, and they knew they could come in and give me their opinion. Darren Simmons, my special teams coach I had for all my time in Cincinnati, he's the next one of those guys who will get an opportunity as a head coach. And you know, I grew up with these guys and with Zim particularly, so we saw football the same way. Hugh Jackson, I remember him as a young coach when he got started. So I was fortunate to have those guys who could come in and say, Marvin, have you thought about this? Mm. You know, what about this? Are we missing the boat here? Should we be doing this way? And, you know, and sitting there and discussing it and throwing on the tape. I mean, the tape doesn't lie.
Yeah, that's right, Coach. Hey, Coach, can you recruit?
On campus, yes.
Okay, on campus. All right. So you so do you look forward to that, Coach? Because these are 17 and 18-year-old kids, and you got to kiss their butt a little bit.
Well, you know, this is a great place, as you know, to kiss their butt too, right? I remember visiting campus here the first time in 1983 when I was a young coach, and we came to visit the coaching staff here. And I remember sitting outside and thinking, gosh, if I went to school here.
Right, exactly.
And obviously it's gotten nothing but gotten better since then.
You know, you mentioned Vance Joseph, so I'm really interested in this. You had a situation when you were in Baltimore where Brian Billick was all offense all the time as a head coach, and you ran that defense and, in my opinion, won the Super Bowl for the Ravens with the way you ran the defense. Tell me about Vance Joseph's position now. What do you think of that when you have an all-in head coach offensively, and Vance Joseph is more than defensive coordinator? He's like king of the defense. Is that a system you believe in?
Well, I think that, you know, and I don't know Cliff, but I think the way things are, it just depends on how the structure is. And if he's going to be so involved offensively, I'm sure he's going to, you know, spend time with Vance and they're going to sit and talk. You know, Brian would come in my office on Tuesday night and shut the door, and I would talk to him about our plan defensively. And he would tell me about his plan offensively. And, you know, we need to do this and we're going to do that. And I'd say, you know, and so as much as off Brian was about the offense, you know, what's the plan defensively? How do we need to defend these guys? and so forth all the time. And I think that's the relationship you have between the head coach and the coordinators.
Coach, we are so glad that you are here, man. Seriously.
We're going to bother
Thank
you a lot.
So
we
much
want you
for
to know
joining
that now.
Us, Marvin. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.